Blue, silver, and gold is the theme here at Michelle's Cafe on 301 in LaGrange, where we're spotlighting the community. And we thought one of the people we could bring in is from the Chronicle-Telegram. We have with us Melissa Linebrink, who covers the Grafton-LaGrange, Columbia area. You travel 301, 82, all 18 different areas around probably throughout your
Yes, I do.
Talk a little bit about what you feature in your column each week.
Every week I try to feature either a person or a group who volunteers, or it's a new business, just somebody. It's different than the front page news. I always try to make my news happy news instead of, you know, to bring out the community. I find the sources. I'm very nosy. I could be traveling through LaGrange and seeing a new business being opened. And like with the new one, Past and Present, the new antique shop, I saw a bunch of newspapers going up on the windows. So I knew something was going in next to the post office. I just didn't know what it was. And then when it opened up, I just found them on Facebook and gave them a call and just said, hey, you know, would you like to have your story featured? And we worked it out. And so that's how I got that story.
Now, how far in advance are you putting something like that together?
Sometimes it could be a week. Sometimes it could be a couple of days. It just depends. With that one, I wanted to wait till it was closer to Black Friday to kind of boost her business. Plus, it was the Small Business Saturday. And she was also open last night for Christmas on the Square. So I kind of wanted to incorporate all of those items with her story.
What makes the LaGrange area special to you?
Actually, I should let you know that I'm a transplant, which means I did not grow up in LaGrange. So what makes it special to me is I'm from Northwest Ohio, and it's a small town community, and you can go anywhere and you'll know somebody. It took a while when we first moved out here to kind of get to know people, but by going to the library, by seeing people in the post office, you just start to learn them, who they are, and then going to the schools is another way. So over the past 7 years, it's just kind of become easier and easier because everybody, you know, we just know everybody. It's hard to explain unless you come from a small community. But people just, they go out of their way, you know, and they're just really nice.
Especially small communities, wintertime, Christmas time is always kind of different
it
squares.
It is. You get we take on that. Like a different, it's like a different atmosphere. Last night, all the lights were lit up in town and the fire station was open and they were having coffee and Santa came for the kids. So it was a really neat experience.
What are some of the other things you see coming up in the next couple of weeks or in the area this season?
Right now, with the month of December kicking off, a lot of the area organizations are doing like food donations for the local Lions Food Pantry, the food bank. And right now, I think at the elementary school, they're also collecting like canned goods. And earlier, they were collecting change. And all the money that they raise will benefit their food pantry. And then let me see what else. That's the big one right now. We're just trying to reach out to those in the community who need our help in LaGrange. And it's amazing the amount of outpouring support that they do get.
We're talking with Melissa Linebrink from the Chronicle-Telegram about what's going on here in LaGrange. Besides what you do here, what else do you do for the CT?
Every Friday I'm in the office. Monday through Thursday I'm a stay-at-home mom. But I don't really stay at home very often. I'm always out and about. I do work from home on those days. And then on Friday, I go in and I see what's going on. And sometimes I have to go to an accident scene, which is not my favorite. But other times, just recently, I went and covered a story about we thought was a falcon in the lady's backyard in Elyria. It turned out to be a hawk, Cooper's hawk. And it just so happened that I knew a lady who could help this injured bird. So I got her from Columbia Station. And it just depends. On Tuesdays, every other Tuesday, they have given me my own column with my friend Aaron. And we just, it talks about mommy stuff and parent stuff and how it's not always as easy as it's made out to be on the TVs. So.
Is that fairly new, that column?
That column just came out. My first one ran November the 19th, so my second one will be tomorrow morning when it hits the newsstands.
Two columns in the books already then, sort of.
Yes.
Early. That's
yes.
Not too bad.
Yes.
And I wonder with the same thing when you're covering, like, LaGrange, and you also do Grafton, Columbia, you know, you start out, you think you're doing a lot of coverage. After a while, how do you think of something new? Because you're thinking, oh, did that last year? Craig and I sometimes will know, you know, a certain time of the year, okay, that story's going on, but you have to put a different maybe twist to it.
Sure.
Somebody else you need to talk to get a different perspective. What are your techniques or ideas when you come to put a story like those together?
I definitely, yeah, it's kind of hard sometimes, especially, you know, as I've gotten to know people. But the neat thing is in the beginning it was hard because people didn't know who I was. But as time has gone on, they have seen my name, they have seen my work, so reaching out to me, they're more comfortable. So it's actually easier now because I have built such a rapport within the communities that when I call them, they're not like, oh, it's the Chronicle. They're like, oh, it's Melissa from the Chronicle, and it just makes it really easy, and it's really nice. It's a nice feeling.
Well, and of course, there's the contact on here, too, which allows the public to, if they know of something, because one person says, oh, I know something, or I have something that's happening, and this is a way for them to bring it out by contacting you over at the Chronicle Telegram as well. We want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you
today.
For having me.
Appreciate it, and it's going to be kind of a fun week. I know they have the Christmas on the Square as well. That's coming up at the as part of happening in LaGrange. We got the folks coming up next from the LaGrange Engine Club, which is always a big thing.
Oh, yes, over at Wellington and the fairgrounds.
Yep, those guys just love their steam-powered